Say, what do they say the date is on the paper today?
It's Tuesday, November the 15th.
What do they say the forecast is?
What weather is forecast today? When height will be near 10 C. 50F, low tonight may dip to 2C. 36F details on page 6A.
Mercy, and that's out of the Charleston Gazette, so. Do they hit your weather pretty close?
Fairly close.
They call you Grand Spike?
That's what they call me. All the grandchildren call me that.
How does that come?
Well, I don't know which one of them picked it up, but that's what they all call me.
Does it have something to do with hunting, do you think?
Well, I really don't know where it would or not, for I really don't know where they picked it up at.
What's your full name?
I just, Fred, I don't use my middle name. Uh-huh. Fred Roberts.
And who were your parents?
Maston Roberts and Lucy Roberts.
What was her name before?
Lucy Cobb.
Cobb. Mm-hmm. Do you remember your Cobb grandparents?
Oh, yeah.
What were their names?
Plant was my grandfather, and Amanda was my grandmother.
Where did they come from? Had they been in this country a while, or...?
Well, no, I can't tell. They come, I think, from down in the lower country somewheres. But I can't tell you where they come from.
How many kids did they have? Your mother was one of what?
They had... Seems to me like they had about five.
Can you name some of them?
Well, Henry was one of them. Andy was one. And we all called him Uncle Maston. That's all I ever heard him. I heard him called. I really don't know what his name was, but he was always called Maston.
Where did they live? Where was your mother raised?
She was born down on well, I can't really tell you. If I had that paper in here, I might find...
Oh, well, we can look at that in a little bit. We can look at the paper. Was your... Grandfather Cobb, was he a hunter?
He was crippled in the war.
Which war?
Well, I really don't know which side he fought on.
In the Civil War?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was crippled up?
Mm-hmm. And he was crippled, and he was brought back into the Kanoi part down there somewheres after he was crippled. And they came to Boggs up there, and they lived at Boggs all ever since I could remember them.
So the boys had to grew up doing all the work, huh?
Well, the most of it, for he couldn't hardly get around. He sat on the porch most all the time to invite the people as he went by to come in for lunch.
He liked company.
He liked company. He sure did.
Did he tell any tales about the war?
Well, I can't remember him ever telling any. I suppose he did, but I just can't remember about him.
How old were you when he died?
I guess I was about 15. That's been a long time ago.
My question won't be on the ship.
What about on your father's side? Your grandfather was.
Whenever if I can ask a question.
He was. I believe they called him Neil, I believe, I was only about 6 years old when he passed away.
Neil?
I believe that's what they called him.
Did he live with you all?
Oh, no. He lived down on that bogs there when he passed away, up on Barnett Run there.
And your grandmother's name was, do you remember her name?
No, I can't remember her name. I know she passed away and she was buried over on Poplar, but I can't remember anything about her. Never saw her as far as I know.
Did your father have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah. He must have had about, say, one, three. I know of three sisters, and there must have been about five of the boys.
Can you name any of them?
Well, Uncle John was one of them. Uncle Alfred was one. Pete was one, and Joe was one of them.
And your aunts?
Aunt and Mandy Cobbs, and Aunt Bess. And Aunt Lottie, I believe. You should have heard about her. She's the mother of Sherman Hammonds and them.
She's their mother.
I never did see her.
She was married to Paris.
Paris Hammonds.
You never saw her?
I never did see her. I never did see Uncle Paris. And I've only saw about three of the children. I've saw the two boys. No, I've saw four of them. I saw Emma and
Maggie. Did you see Maggie?
Yeah, I saw Maggie. I guess that's the only two of the sisters I ever saw.
And Sherman?
Yeah.
Has Burl been over?
I saw Burl. Saw Burl one time. Sherman, he used to come here quite often.
Sherman's been everywhere.
The last time I saw Sherman, I was me and one of my friends over here, Everett Gregory. We were fishing. It was along in the spring. We were up on Williams, up above the Deadwater there. And so Sherman, he came up the road driving the truck, and he stopped to talk to us. And so we talked there a while, and I said, Sherman, I don't believe you know me. Oh, yes, he said, I do. And we talked on a while, directly Everett called my name, and Sherman looked over at me. He said, well, I'll be damned if I did know you.
He thought you were somebody else.
And he was going hunting for his sheep then. He said he hadn't saw them since back in December, and he was going up Williams on up. I don't know how far up there he was going, hunting for his sheep.
Do you know Currence Hammonds?
No, I don't know him.
Do you remember Sherman's uncle Neil Hammonds?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Harris's brother.
I didn't know. I didn't know him.
Well, Currence. Oh, you and Currence would get along like two peas in a pod. He lives at Huttonsville. He's Sherman's first cousin.
Is he?
Yeah, and he grew up on the Williams River.
Well, I never knew him.
Sing songs and tell tales and an awful good hunter. An awful good shot.
Well, I guess most of them Hammondses was good hunters back in them days.
Why were they so good?
Huh?
Why were they so especially good?
Well, I guess just because it was raised up in there and the game was in that park. That's about the only way they had to make a living then.
Mm-hmm. You grew up at the place where Jerry Mills lives
now. I grew up where he was lived. I was born there and we lived there until I was 14 years old. We moved down on Birch then. Dad owned the farm down there where Jerry left the children this morning.
What do you remember about growing up on that place?
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty rough. We had to do a lot of farming. Dad, he worked away quite a bit, and Mother and the children done the farming. We all had to work. I know when we was going to school, us boys, when Dad was away, when we'd come back from school of an evening, Mother would make us all get out and do the work up before she'd even let us eat supper. She'd always have supper ready, but we'd have to get out and do all the work up. She knew if we ever got in there and got our supper, we'd never get nothing done then.
How many of you kids was there?
It was at home there when most of the time there was around anywhere from 6 to 8 of us. There was 15 children in the family.
Can you name all of them?
Well, I don't know where I could name them in the way they come or not.
Well, that's okay.
Well, they were Albert, Neil, Ella, Belle, Dick, John. I'll have to study a while. Emma, Velmer, George, Harvey, Glenn, Earl, and myself, and Leva, and one baby passed away when it was an infant.
So you grew up next to the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest boy, and I have one sister younger than me.
That's something. I like to hear about big families.
I don't know where I got them all or not.
Well, you got the most of them, I think. Where did you go to school?
We went to school at Scholes. Little one-room building there.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Huh?
What was that like?
Oh, that was all right. The most of us liked to go to school pretty well.
Did you like to go?
Just fairly well. I'd play off sick quite a bit. Mm-hmm. When I was a young boy, long 12 or 13 years, I was an awful hand to get out and chase around in the woods. I'd even chase around in the woods a lot by myself.
Where did you go in the woods?
Just in them hollows there where Jerry lives.
Did you carry a gun when you went?
Yeah, after I was about 12 years old, I did.
And a sang hole?
No, I didn't do no singing much. I never was no good at that.
Huh. Just mostly like to hunt?
Mostly like to hunt. That's what I like to do, just be out in the woods.
Did they have just one teacher at the school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One teacher.
So the younger kids, you'd have to listen to the older ones doing their lessons? You probably learned a lot just that listening to them recite, didn't you?
No, that's right. You did. Of course, I never only got up to the eighth grade.
Well, that's all the education man needed then, wasn't it?
Well, that's right, I guess. It'd been much better if a man could have had more, but that's as far as I got.
How long did your mother and dad live up in the hollow there before you were born? Were most of the brothers and sisters raised up there too? Or?
No.
They moved in there from some time?
They moved in there. I just don't really know how many of us was born up there. I don't really remember.
Mm-hmm. Some of the Hammondses lived in there too, didn't they?
Yeah. Uncle Pete, they all called him.
Which Pete was that?
Well,
was that old Pete or wide mouth Pete? Or
Pete? No, it wasn't. It wasn't big mouth Pete, as they called him. He went to Montana after he left there.
Oh, it was old Pete that lived there.
Yeah, he lived there when I was just real small. I can still remember his big white beard.
Tell me everything you remember about him. I never hear people talk much about him.
Well, I don't remember too much about him. I was so small when he left, but I know he was an awful nice person. Awful good to children, anyway.
He was the kind of man you'd just go crawl up in his lap if you wanted
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. He was an awful nice person, as much as I can remember about him.
Did you ever hear him play the fiddle?
Well, I just can't remember. Can't remember where I did or not.
They said his fiddle music was the prettiest of all of them.
Well, I don't know about that. I know Edden could play.
So Pete left for Montana, did he?
Yeah. When he left there, he was going to Montana then.
You were about?
Oh, I couldn't have been over 5 or 6 years old.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1904.
Year before my dad. So he probably left about 1910.
I'd say somewhere along there.
Was he upset about the timber being cut, or why did he leave?
Well, I don't know. He just, as well as I can remember, he just got to talking about wanting to go out there, and he was a great bear hunter. He always wanted to kill a grizzly bear, and so I guess he killed one after he went there. They said he did.
Did he kill any bears here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard him talk about him killing bears.
Do you remember any tales about that?
No, I don't. Now, Granddad Roberts was a great bear hunter, too.
That was Neil?
Yeah. No, he was a great bear hunter.
Do you remember any tales about him?
Yeah, I remember one they told about his regular bear dog, and then he had a little old dog that he used with his bear dog, and he shot a bear, they said, on poplar. Of course, that's what they told me, and the bear got a hold of his dog and was squeezing it to death, and he run in and knocked it loose with his fist. And then I've heard Dad tell about him taking him when he was just a young boy. They was going to go coon hunting one night, so they went back in that country, poplar country over there, and the dog treed. And so Granddad told Dad that dog had a bear or a wildcat treat. And so it was up a large tree, and it was in a denon tree. And so Granddad had Dad to hold the light, and he had Dad to go down and pound on the tree with the axe. And he just had the old rifle then, and hit come out of the tree, and he shot it, and I hear Dad say whenever the bear fell, the dog jumped on it. Why, Granddad come and taken the lantern out of his hand and the axe and went in to help the dog finish killing the bear. I've heard him tell that, so I guess it was right.
The hard old gentleman.
He was a much of a man, Granddad Robert was.
Pete Hammonds was some kin to you, was he?
Yeah, I think we was akin to about all the Hammondses.
Did Eden live up there on Skiles for a while?
No, I never knew of Eden living up on Skiles. The first time I ever remember seeing Eden Hammonds, he lived up on Williams River, the mouth of White Oak.
Mm. What do you remember about him?
Well, me and my brother, we went up there. We went fishing and went up to John Hammond's, and we stayed at John Hammond's up on Williams there, and then we went on up to Eden's the next day. John lived down there at the mouth of Laurel Branch. We went on up to Eden's the next day, and we talked to him. And so I remember Eden telling us, he said, well, now, he said, if you fellas will furnish the grease to fry them in, he says, I'll catch you a mess of fish. I can remember that. I was just young then, I suppose about 16, 17 years old.
Furnish the what?
Furnish the grease. That's what he called it. He said, if you fellas will furnish the grease, he said, I'll catch you a mess of fish. Of course, we didn't know. Well, my brother, he fished some, but I didn't know nothing about trout fishing then or anything like that.
So did you go with him?
Yeah, we stayed. We got the fish all right. But I hadn't had to catch him.
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
He was good at it. And I can remember him playing the fiddle for us while we was there.
What was that like?
He could really play it.
Make your feet float up off the deck?
Yes, it could. He could really play it.
Do you remember what pieces he played?
I don't remember now.
They said playing the fiddle was about all he ever did.
That's about all he ever done. That's what they tell me now. I don't know, but I can remember one of his boys, Sherman. I was working on Williams River up in Big Beach, and him and his boy came to the camp there one night and they played music for us, and his boy danced. I can remember that. That boy could really dance. And he could play a banjo, too.
Was that Smith or James, probably?
I believe it was James. I believe he called him James. And as far as I know, that's the only time I ever saw the boy.
So who played? Was there anybody in your family that played? Did your dad, Maston, play?
No, there was none in our family played any music.
So you didn't grow up around music so much?
Huh?
You didn't grow up very much around music?
No, I never grew up much.
Did your mother sing to you when you were little?
Oh, yes, yeah, she'd sing to us children. When Dad was gone, she'd, of a night when we'd get too rowdy for her, she'd get us all gathered around her and tell us ghost tales to get us quieted down.
Can you remember any of those?
No, I can't remember. I can't remember now.
And she would sing to you?
Yeah, she would sing to us.
What sort of songs?
The old time ones, I just can't remember.
Froggy Went A-Courtin'? Or Pretty Polly?
Pretty Polly, I've heard her sing that.
Was she a good singer?
She could sing pretty good. Pretty good. She was a wonderful mother. A wonderful mother.
Wow. So you were, by the time you were 14, 15 years old, you weren't so crazy about going to school anymore.
No.
Did you go to work in the woods then?
I went to work in the woods when I was 14 years old.
What did you do?
I was draying bark.
What was involved in that?
Well, my brother, that's in the started work I did in the May Fork of Skiles. My brothers had a contract to peel and bark there for the Aikens Lumber Company. And when they got, well, fact of the matter, I went to work for them and carried water for them when I first went to work for them. And then whenever they finished up draying or peeling the bark, my brother took the job of draying it in. They used team sleds to dray it in on, and I helped him dray the bark in to the railroad track.
You loaded the bark on sled?
Loaded the bark on sled and brought it into the track, and then it was loaded in boxcars.
What kind of team did you have? Horses?
Horses, yeah, big horses. I don't just remember the size of them or anything.
Did they ever work oxen and woods much? Or?
You know, I never did see but one team of oxen. Oak Moloff, and that when he had a contract there, he taken the contract off of Aikens's there, skidding some logs one mountain there, right below where Jury lives now. And he had oxen there. That's the only time I can remember seeing oxen work. Hmm.
So you drayed the bark into the train?
Well, you see, Aikens's had their own trains and had their own track where they done the logging. They had tracks up past the house there where Jerry lived up all them forks as up as far as they could go. And we drayed the bark into the track so we could load it into those boxcars.
You just brought it right there about where the house is?
Yeah, right up above the house, up in the hollows there.
Uh-huh. And then loaded it
in boxcars.
It was a narrow gauge?
No, it was standard gauge.
Well, that's hard to imagine now. That's really hard to imagine.
You see, Dad owned the place there, and him and Mr. Aikens, why, they got on a deal, and he traded Dad the farm for Fran and them lives down there, where Jerry brought the children to this morning. Mm-hmm. They traded farms there. That's how come us to leave over there.
But what year did they build the railroad spur up in there? Was that was before you left, wasn't it?
No, we had done moved over to the other farm, and they built the camp or where Jerry lives now, the house we lived in, the Aikens Lumber, that was their log camp. They used that for their log camp, the cook room. Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to imagine all those old railroads running down all those. What did they pull them with? Shea engines.
They had two Shea engines, number one and number two. They called it number two. Was a good size Shea engine. That's the one they see from the mill sitting out right at the mouth of Skiles there, and they had to take it up Skiles over the hill, the lumber and stuff to Erbakin. That was an awful steep grade up over there, and that's they hauled their own lumber over to the B&O Railroad over at Erbakin.
Mercy. How many switchbacks was there going on across there?
They only had two.
I don't see.
Now they went up the road fork of Skiles there. There, you know, just as you go up to Jury's, the left-hand fork there, that they call that the road fork of Skiles there.
That's a gentler grade.
And they went up it as far as could, and then they back switched back around the mountain, then went back the other way, went over the hill then. They had a mine up. They had a mine up there, just about, oh, I don't know. From the mouth of the holler there, I expect it was probably 2 miles up to the mine. Aikens has had a mine there, and my uncle, he worked the mine for him. They for their own coal, and they shipped quite a lot of coal from it too. Aikens just did.
How many switchbacks was there on the other side of the mountain?
They were just the two over there.
Awful steep.
Going
down
off down Missouri Run to Erbakin.
What was Erbakin like back then?
Oh, it was a booming little town, Erbakan was. Yeah, it was.
They had a hotel?
At one time there, they had three hotels. Three hotels in Erbakan at one time.
Saloons? And
well, I hear the old-timers talk about saloon being there. I can't remember anything about that.
Dance hall?
Well, I can't remember about that. But I expect they had one.
Barbershop?
Yeah, they had barbershops. Mm-hmm.
Bank?
No, they didn't have no bank. Didn't have no banks.
Hardware feed store?
They had feed stores and hardware stores, grocery stores.
Mills?
Huh?
Grist mill. I guess everybody had grist mills then, though, huh? Water mills?
Well, now, the grist mill, the only one I know of, set up above. Above Erbakan there, over on that part. But it was up there, right above what they call Waynesville. There used to be a grist mill up there on Laurel Creek. I can remember it. Mm-hmm.
Did you all haul meal to be gristed there?
No, ours was done on Birch down here. I can remember when there was three grist mills on Birch down there. There was one down there right above Skiles. And then Barnett's had one on up just a short ways above where that one was. And then the McCoy place there right below where my son-in-law lives there, they had a grist mill there. They were all close together there.
Did Jerry tell you that we'd been up to New York, up in Buffalo, and saw Ray Hoover? Did you know Ray?
No, I went to school with him.
There you are.
Yeah, I went to school with Ray.
We was just up there last week and saw him. He's in a rest home.
Is he?
You need us to be quiet?
Yeah, if you just keep talking about this.
His sister, they live down there. She lives there in that trailer right up the mouth of Skiles.
Yeah, he's in real good shape. He had us come in his room and he told us all about the early days. That's what he was talking about, the three mills, grist mills there, right together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were there. They were all there in 2 miles to one another.
I guess he died. His daddy died when he was real.
Yeah, I can't remember his daddy.
Yeah, he said when he was a real young boy, his dad died.
No, his mother, I can remember her well.
What was she like?
She was, I don't know, she was as good a hearted person as you ever met. She was a great talker. You'd think she was going to cut your head off every time she spoke to you, couldn't you? But she was one of as good a person as you've ever met.
I guess she had to be. Pretty tough. She had a hard life, didn't she?
She had a pretty hard life. Yes, she did. Yes, she was a nice person. You know that's going to turn to snow.
Yes, sir. I'm getting chilly. Aren't you getting cold? Came back to visit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked him.
I don't know just what age he would be now. He's older than I am.
He's 86 or 87.
Is he?
He was born in 97, I think he said.
Yeah, they was pretty good bunch of us when we went to Skiles down there. I don't know, there must have been, I expect, 25 or 30 of us children going to school down there. There was about six of us going to school there out of our family at one time.
I guess there was a lot of big families though then.
Oh yeah. most all of us around there then had pretty good families.
Did you ever get whipped at school?
Never got a whipping in my life. And I had one brother that got a whipping every day.
What kind of games did they play out?
They played all kinds of games. They played some ball then. We did. And of course, in the wintertime, when there's snow on, we played fox and goose. We'd get out and play. And we had a good time at school.
Huh. Had some big winters back then, didn't you?
The winters was much worse than it was now, yeah. We had an awful lot of snow then. I can remember when the snow would get away up, maybe 10, 12, 14 inches deep, and it would lay on for a long time then. It didn't go off like it does now.
How did you get in and out of the hollow then?
We walked up and down the hollow. It was just a mile from where we lived, up down where the schoolhouse was.
That was a good time of year, though, the winter, to get your big logs out, though, wasn't it? When the ground was froze up.
Well, you mean when they logged up there?
Yeah.
Well, of course, when logging up there, Akins's come in there, they done all that logging with horses. Everything was brought into the track there, the railroad track, and of course they had their engine, their log cars and the loaders. They came up and loaded and taking them into the mail.
Did they have any trouble in wintertime getting the train in and out?
No, they didn't have no trouble getting. They worked the year round. I know they worked in some awful deep snows, and they would work right ahead.
Was that hard on the horses to break through the snow?
Oh, after they got the road once broke, it wasn't too bad then. You know, they'd build roads, that is, where they had any distance up from the railroad tracks. They'd build what they'd call the pole roads, and after they got the road broke, they didn't have no trouble.
What do you mean a pole road?
That's where they'd just grade it out. They'd make it so wide, and then they'd lay poles in it, about every 3 foot on a slope. They'd pull the logs on them poles. That was to make them. They'd handle a pretty good trail of logs that way.
Hmm. Would they use a 6-inch pole or?
Well, different size, yeah. They would be old. I've seen them put in, I expect, 12 and 14 inches. As far as that's concerned, they'd use pretty good size.
Of course, we think now that is being a log, but then
yeah,
it's a pole.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that would be a log now. I've seen plenty of it put in that would have made logs the way they do it now.
Uh-huh. They had big trees, I guess, didn't they?
Oh, they had large trees, yeah. Yeah, I can remember seeing one poplar cut right over from where my son-in-law lives down there. That's a scale 9,000 and something.
Good Lord. 9,000 feet?
9,000.
In one tree?
In one tree. Mm-hmm.
How big was it?
Oh, I don't know just how, I don't remember just how big it was. I know whenever they used 6-foot saws, and they claimed when they cut it down, they had to saw in as far as they could, and then they take one handle off and then finish cutting it with one, and the saw didn't reach through it, the butt.
So it was better than 6 foot?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 30 or 40 feet up to the first limb, huh?
Well, it was quite a little ways. I know I've been to it plenty of times before it was ever cut when I was just young and we lived down there. And then the biggest the biggest tree I ever saw cut, growed right over from where my son-in-law lives down there in that big swag there. It was a chestnut tree. That's the biggest tree I ever saw cut.
How big was it?
I don't remember how big it was, but that was the biggest tree that I ever saw.
Did you feel bad about seeing them cut down?
Yet it was not all the good squirrel hunt. Of course, I was just young when they was doing that, and I was a great hand in squirrel hunt.
Was that your favorite kind of hunting, squirrel?
Squirrel hunting and coon hunting. I was a great coon hunter.
You never did any bear hunting?
I never did do no bear hunting much. Oh, I've been in the woods, but I never did. Never what you say was a bear. To bear hunt. I go out lots of times. But the fact of the matter, I never did see but two wild bears in the woods in my life, as much as I've hunted. Mine was all coon hunting mostly, and squirrel hunting.
Did you have some pretty good dogs?
Yeah, had some mighty good dogs.
What was the best one you ever had?
He was black and tan. Had two of them. There's the two best dogs we ever had. We could take either one of them. We could go out in the daytime, take them out like for a coon and feed. Last night, we can, and I've known them to trail them up, cold trail them up as late as 4 o'clock in the evening. We catch just about as many coons in the daytime as we did at night.
Hard on them.
And the rest of the family now, one of my older brothers, Neil, he was quite a hunter and trapper. He used to trap a lot on the head of Cranberry up there. And then I had one other brother. Me and him was really the two main hunters. The rest of them wasn't too much about hunting.
Where did you meet your wife, Irene?
Down at Bogues.
Had you just known her for years, or did you?
No, I've known her ever since she was just small, yeah. Mm-hmm. When she lived over on Skiles over there, we was talking about where Jerry lives. She was just small over there. I don't know, she was, I guess, 10 or 12 years old. And then when Aikens had moved up on Birch there, why? Up at Bogues, we met up there.
At some kind of a dance or a social, or did you just...
Pie supper, they call it.
Pie supper. Did you have to buy the pies back in those days?
Yeah, you bought the pies. They was put up and auctioned off. The highest bidder got the pie.
Did you get to eat it with the one that baked it then?
Yeah. You eat it with the one you bought. That's right.
How did you know it was her pie?
Oh, there's always somebody to tell you.
What did you have to give for it?
I don't remember now just what I did give for it. Oh, I expect it was probably $6 or $7. I don't know.
You'd have probably paid a whole lot more than that, though, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess it would.
So where did you go to housekeeping then?
We went to housekeeping between Morgantown and Pont Marion.
Huh.
We moved, I went to work out, I worked out there in the mines.
Oh yeah?
Well, we was on the... Well, they was putting in the Cheat Dam when we was working out. They closed the dam and raised the Cheat River there, the dam water, while we was living there, out there. I was working at a little place they called it Sunnyside. And where we lived, went to housekeeping, we could look right down into the Cheat down there. We was about, probably 3 or 4 miles up from the dam. Hmm.
What mine did you work in, the Sunnys?
The Connellsville Big Vein Coal Company.
Hmm. Was that the first mining you'd ever done?
Well, I'd done a little mining around here and just some small mines before I ever went out there. I worked on that mine on Skiles over there, that is where Uncle Tom run it up. It wasn't the one that they first opened up. They opened up one then not too many years before they finished down there over on the Missouri side, and I worked over there for him quite a while and hit. That was the first mining I ever done.
What was that mine like?
Well, it was just a small mine. They shipped coal from it. Aikens had the mine and Uncle Tom run it for him.
Was it a dangerous mine?
No, not
pretty
any.
Good top,
yeah. It was nice little place to work. And they loaded the coal, always loaded by hand, right out by ponies. Loaded and ran. Railroad cars.
How big a seam? How thick a seam was it?
It run about. Well, the main coal was about, I'd say, around 4 foot, and then there was a what they called a binder, a rock over the top. It had to come down after you taken the coal out. It run around about 5 foot, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Enough to drive a pony in.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the fact of the matter, they used a horse in it that I expected weighed probably 1,000, 1,200 pounds.
Pretty good size.
Yeah, I can remember that as I don't remember whether they bought the horse off of my brother or where he just let him have it to use there at the mine, and I'd say it would weigh around between 1,100 and 1,200 pounds.
So then you went up and worked in that, did you say Connellsville?
Connellsville Big Vein Coal Company was the name of it.
How many men worked on your shift?